So welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast, where we decode complex medical topics to help you lead a healthier and more informed life. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are diving into a lesser understood but increasingly important specialty, that is rheumatology. Most people have heard of arthritis, but rheumatology includes a wide range of autoimmune and inflammatory conditions that affect every part on the body. To help us understand more, we are joined by Dr. Neeladri, consultant rheumatologist at Yashoda Hospitals. He brings years of experience treating complex rheumatological disorders with a patient-centered approach. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Neeladri, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for mine to be here.
So let's start with the basics, doctor. What exactly is rheumatology and what kind of disorders does it cover?
So rheumatology is a branch of medicine where we deal with a multi-system disorders which involves the brain, the lungs, the heart, the kidneys, and also the muscles. So obviously the joints are involved in these diseases. So there occurs multiple disorders like systemic lupus erythematosus, vasculitis, arthritis, spondyloarthritis, and this entire spectrum of diseases. Also, it involves other interesting conditions and which are sometimes underdiagnosed, like the immune deficiencies which can be present in children where there are multiple infections in the children, and also auto-inflammatory conditions like familial Mediterranean fever. These are rare diseases but usually are present in a society and are often not diagnosed.
So I'm sure many people might not realize that these conditions go far beyond just joint pain. So what are some common symptoms or warning signs that someone should look out for?
The common signs that we are usually looking out for is, first of all, is the arthritis, in which there are joint pains usually in the small and the large joints of the hands. It has usually early morning stiffness. When you wake up in the morning, you get stiffness, and the stiffness actually improves with activity. The signs of spondyloarthritis might be a back pain, neck pain. There can be other associated symptoms, like there can be psoriasis, which can be leading to a psoriatic arthritis. For vasculitis, depending on the caliber of the vessels that is usually involved, we divide them into large, medium, and small vessel, and they can have a myriad of symptoms like ulcers, there can be skin lesions, there can be pulmonary, that is lung lesions, there can be heart manifestations, there can be strokes, and also CNS involvement. In the SLE, there is usually proteinuria, that is protein in the urine, which leads to swelling in the lower legs. It can also cause facial puffiness early in the morning. So if you have protein going out through your urine, that urine report is showing a proteinuria, you should consult a rheumatologist immediately. And you have the other symptoms like skin symptoms associated with the proteinuria. Usually one of the most commonly encountered skin symptoms that we see is photosensitivity, which is actually pretty common, where we can see that when the patient goes out in the sun, there is a burning over the cheeks, there is redness over the cheeks, which again subsides when the patient comes back. So these symptoms can be early signs of underlying graver disease like systemic lupus erythematosus.
That's very important to know, doctor. And also, early intervention seems to be the key in managing these disorders. So what does a typical diagnostic process look like in rheumatology? I mean, are there any specific tests or evaluations which are done?
Actually, from the basic test only we make a diagnosis that it might be, that hints us that it might be a rheumatological disorder. Something like a CBP, having a low WBC count is, and a low platelet count. The thrombocytopenia and low platelet count is usually one of the classical manifestations in various conditions like lupus erythematosus. So starting from this, then having a low albumin level in your LFT, that might be a suggestive that you are having some kind of protein loss. Then we go on to the more specialized tests like an anti-nuclear antibody ANA test. A lot of these patients go through the ANA test and they know about it. And ANA positivity is suggestive that you might have an autoimmune condition. Here I would really like to add that not all ANA positivity is a rheumatological condition, but it is suggestive depending on what are the other reports you have and what are the other clinical manifestations you have. ESR, CRP, the inflammatory markers are very important, and sometimes we require some of the specialized tests like a ANA profile, a myositis profile, or a vasculitis workup like MPOPR3. Also, skin biopsies might also be required for making the diagnosis.
I'm sure it's definitely reassuring to hear the diagnosis today is so detailed and personalized. So now coming to an important aspect, that is treatment. I'm sure many people worry that rheumatological diseases are lifelong. So what are the current treatment approaches that we have and how much can we manage or reverse this impact?
The key here is to start the treatment early on, before the damage has actually started. So if we start treatment early, the results and the outcomes have been seen to be really excellent. It's the first and second of all, I'd really like to emphasize that rheumatology is not just steroids. There is a huge armamentarium that we have with us right now, thanks to the advancements in the pharmacological field. We have tablets in the form of various conventional synthetic disease modifying agents like methotrexate and leflunomide. We have small molecules like tofacitinib. We have injectables like rituximab, TNF inhibitors, and every day newer and newer drugs are coming on to expand our horizons regarding this. So the future is even brighter for the patients, where even the conditions which we are not able to manage currently may have even newer drugs that are coming up, like the CAR T cell therapy, which is coming up for elimination of autoimmunity.
So I'm sure that this definitely sounds very promising and encouraging. So as we wrap up, doctor, what advice would you give to someone experiencing any rheumatological disorders or symptoms? I mean, whether it's age-related or something more.
First thing is, if you have been diagnosed as a rheumatological condition, before changing your therapy or before you start taking something different, please consult a rheumatologist so that the therapy can be adequately monitored and adjusted. Do not stop taking medicines. Third of all, obviously, having a healthy lifestyle and a healthy diet is very important in maintaining these conditions. Have a proper caregiver, have a proper person with whom you can discuss, and the patient health groups are multiple are there, so you can be a part and actually adjust and educate yourself about the diseases.
So thank you, Dr. Niladri, for that clear and compassionate overview of rheumatological disorders. Your expertise will surely help our listeners make informed decisions about their health. And to our audience, if you or your loved one are facing persistent joint pain, fatigue, or signs of inflammation, don't delay. Consult a rheumatologist and get to the root of the problem early. Signing off from Yashoda Health Podcast, stay curious, stay proactive, and take care of your health. Thank you.